Hello, and welcome to another episode of Java with Jess. My name is Jessie Marie of Just a Girl Like Me Coaching, and today I want to chat with you about what's wrong with just being you. Now, if you're already living this way, I want to give you a big high five. This is not always an easy task, and as women, there can be many places that we receive the message that we are not good enough, that we can start to become someone we think the world wants us to be instead of who we really are. Now, I know this has taken me the better part of my 48 years to get to the point that I'm not afraid to show the world who I really am and live my authentic self. And I can tell you, it took some work. I had so many voices in my head telling me I wasn't good enough or that my opinion didn't matter and that it's not that easy to just shut that down. But I can say from my personal experience that it is possible. I even had a good friend tell me about 10 years ago that I wouldn't say shit if my mouth was full of it. And you know what? She was right. I was terrified to speak my truth. But I am proud to say I have found my voice, and I am making sure to use it to share my message and hopefully inspire other people to step up and own their truth. So I came up with a few ideas that I use to help me start being authentically me. Number one, find your self-confidence. I was recently listening to a YouTube video by the amazing Ed Milet, and he described the simplest way to increase self-confidence. And I sure wish that I had known this when I first started out on my journey. But here it is. Keep your promises to yourself. Yep, it's that simple. If you tell yourself you're going to do something, then do it. Once you do this a few times, you'll start to feel so much better about yourself. Now, on the flip side of that, if you don't think you can keep a promise, don't make it. Because I think that it's even worse when you don't keep your promises because you're actually doing more damage than good. After listening to his theory, I started to kind of go back into my own life to the times when I felt really good about myself. And you betcha, it was when I kept my promises to myself. Here's a couple of ways that I've been trying to use this in my life. I have a bad habit of being late for events or just kind of barely arriving on time. And I don't really feel great about this. So lately, I have been making an effort to get moving sooner and not be so distracted while getting ready so that I can get to my appointments earlier. And I actually feel really good about it. So this is definitely something that I'm going to be doing for myself moving forward. Another example is deciding to pass right on by those boxes of donuts that tend to show up at the office. I don't really want the donut, but some days the temptation is too much and I give in. But lately, I have been reminding myself that I have a big goal, and eating the donut is not putting me closer to that goal. In fact, it's actually a step backwards. So having that target to aim for makes it much easier to keep those promises to myself as well. So you see, the promises I'm talking about don't have to be huge to make a difference, because each small one just stacks on top of the last one. Each time you keep that promise to yourself, you're more likely to keep the next one, and maybe even that big one that really makes you proud of yourself. So number two, get really good at something. Have you ever noticed when you're really excited about something, you just want to tell everybody? Well, the same thing happens when you get really good at something. You're proud of yourself, and you can talk about it forever. If you haven't already found something that you really enjoy doing, try making a list of 100 things that make you happy. Some examples might be singing, painting, bike riding, writing, doing yoga. Whatever it is, write it down. Once you have the list, review it, and then pick out a couple of things that you'd like to do more of and schedule it into your week. Now go do it and keep doing it until you get really good at it. Once you start to get better at it, you will notice that you feel more like yourself and you kind of get lost in it. I call this the bliss of allowing yourself to be authentically you. Now, if that thing you picked doesn't quite do it for you, just pick the next one and carry on. This leads me to number three, fail fast and get over it. One of the main issues that holds people back from getting what they want in life is the fear of failure. And this includes being who we really are. We're afraid of rejection and other people's negative opinions of us. I have found the fastest way to fix this is to just pick something and go do it regardless of whether you're afraid to or not. If you have to just pretend for the 5 seconds it takes to start, like Mel Robbins says, then go do that. do whatever it takes, and just pretend, if you have to, that you're not afraid. Now, please keep in mind, I'm not necessarily talking about dangerous things that we probably should have a healthy fear of, like bears. That's an inside joke for my friends. But I'm talking about the stuff we want, but never go after, because we create these crazy ideas that it's going to hurt if we fail. Yeah, guess what? It might hurt, but so what? Just get on with it, then feel the hurt, and then move on. The faster you move through all of these steps, the sooner you can get on to the next thing that may or may not hurt. Jim Rohn, one of my favorite motivational speakers, has a phrase that is fabulous for these occasions. Some will, some won't, next. He used this in regards to selling his products, but it applies here too. Basically, not everything that we think is a good idea will work out, but go do it anyways. Maybe you'll fail, maybe you won't, but then you can just get on to the next idea. I have used this many times since I started my coaching business. Trust me, not every idea I have is great. I have attempted to launch programs with no response at all, but that hasn't stopped me from putting them out there. Does it stop me from trying something else? Not a chance. I just keep trying new things and taking the hits or hitting it out of the park. This is how you figure out what will work. And yeah, sometimes it sucks, but most of the time it's still kind of fun. So I hope that gives you a glimmer of hope that it will get easier. So go fail at something. Now, number four, learn to say no. If you really want to be yourself unapologetically, then know your values and live by them. When you know what your values are and someone challenges them, you can much more easily say no. Saying no to someone is very empowering. It's very easy to find a list of values on the internet, and I strongly recommend reading through them and then deciding what your top 10 are, and then check to see where they show up in your life. Are you honoring your values? When I first did this exercise, I was surprised at what I considered my top 10 values to be, but it really helped me to better understand myself and therefore what I stand for. It made life a lot easier, and it helped me make the right decisions for me. Be warned, though, when you start to say no to people that you haven't said no to before, they aren't going to like it. So be prepared for some pushback, and be prepared to have to stand your ground. I encountered this, and it wasn't really easy at first, but eventually people start to respect you more, and then you will start to respect yourself more as well. Number five, stop caring what other people think. Seriously, most people don't care what you do or say or think because they are too busy worried about what people think about them. Too many of us allow other people's opinions to paralyze us. We spend so much of our time worrying about what our parents, friends, coworkers, and even total strangers think about us. A much better use of your time would be to just go and do whatever the heck you want. Pretend no one is watching, because guess what? They aren't. Number six, find your tribe. We all feel like we are different than everyone else and that we are the only ones that have problems. But guess what? Most people are faking it. We only get to see people's highlight reels. Life is hard for everybody. We are not unique snowflakes with problems that no one else has ever had to deal with. And I think that when we can begin to understand this, it actually helps us to find the right people to help us get through the tough stuff and enjoy the awesome stuff even more. When we embrace who we are, good and bad, and then we own it and find the people that love, embrace, inspire, and encourage us to be ourselves, life gets way easier. We're not meant to be alone. We are social animals, so go find your tribe. And number eight, love yourself. I really believe that the reason most people spend so much of their life trying to fit in is because they don't really like themselves, never mind love themselves. I can honestly say that it took me way too many years to learn how to do this, but I really do love myself now. When I understood that no one will ever be perfect and that we are always a work in progress, my life completely changed. When I learned to enjoy my small wins and love the process and who I am becoming along the way, I started to have way more fun. I stopped comparing myself to anyone else, and I just enjoyed being me. Now, I hope that you're able to use at least something from this episode to help you on your journey to becoming your authentic self and sharing the amazing you with the world. I'd love to hear which of these 8 tips you found most useful. Have a great night.